We continue in our series, which started this month, unveiling the mastery of the word. How God's word gives you mastery over circumstances of life. We're looking at it from three perspectives. One, what is in the word? What is it that makes this word unique? We've done that now for two Sundays. And today we'll be looking at how to assess the virtues in the Word of God. How to assess the virtues in the Word. And number three will be how to make God's Word work. The Word is loaded. It's the answer to every question. The solution to every problem. The way out of every predicament. God's word is everything to man. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not of chemistry and geography, not of civil and mechanical engineering. My people perish for lack of knowledge of the truth. That means the truth is the master key to the fulfillment of destiny. When you reject the word of God, you become a victim of life. Because the only solution to darkness is light. So when you turn your back on light, you become a victim of darkness. And that is the only true light. There are various kinds of light. But the true light that lighted every man that comes into the world is God's word. In the beginning was the word. John chapter 1 and verse 1 all through to 12. And the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life is the light of men. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. John was not the light, he said, but he came to bear witness unto the light. And that is the true light that lighted every man that comes into this world. Come and say, the true light. This is the only true solution to every harassment of darkness. The only true answer to every bugging questions of life. The true answer, the only true answer to the health problems of mankind. Is a guarantee for your long desired success and prosperity. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall observe to do whatever is written therein, and then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. And talking about our colorful destiny, the Bible says, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do what that he tells you to do, he will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. You shall be blessed in the city, blessed outside the city. Your storehouse shall be blessed. Your fish shall be blessed. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. You shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. This is the answer book of life. That's why discussing this morning on how to assess the virtues of the world is very crucial to your fulfilling the great destiny that God has ordained for you. In Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, come up hither and I will show you the things that will grow tomorrow. So there is a platform you must get onto to be able to assess the revelations of the truth. Come up hither and I will show you the things that will come forth tomorrow. You can't see it out there on the floor. He said, come up. So in coming up, you take some steps.